Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN. We talk about what is going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. That's at 309 Sunnyside Lane here in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier joins us each week to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And we've got, I guess, a pretty similar tone to the program here once again this week. A lot of cats to talk about again.
I'm starting to feel like a broken record, to be honest. But that's okay. That's all right. Let's start with the dog department. We do have one dog at the shelter right now who's not available for adoption, but I wanted to put the word out there. It's a female Cocker Spaniel, maybe lab mix. She's young, less than a year old. She was found on Monday, and she's very well-groomed and clearly has been well-cared for. So she's somebody's beloved pet. We'd really like to get the word out so she can be reunited with her owner, because after a week, they go up for adoption. So on Monday, she'll be available for adoption. But if you know a friend who lost a dog, a Cocker Spaniel mix, please have them come in and claim their dog, because we really want to get this doggy home.
Yeah, hopefully that works out to where they get home. I guess the upside is, if that doesn't work out, then maybe this is a good adoptable dog that's ready to go to a home that already probably has that familiarity with being a nice pet for someone.
Absolutely. She's a sweetheart. I know she's going to have a good future ahead of her. So we just want to make sure that people have the opportunity to come reclaim her first. But yeah, she's got a bright future ahead of her, which is wonderful. And for the cats, these cats all have bright futures ahead of them also, as long as we can come get people to adopt them. I am happy to say that last week we had a couple that got adopted, including the mama cat. She'd been there and raised her kittens, and I was so glad to see that she'd been adopted. So what we have available right now, we still have the male striped cat with the white paws and belly that we talked about last week. He has really the most beautiful green eyes. It's kind of indescribable. They're this crystal green color, and he's just really, really very sweet. He looks very wise, and he's not an attention hog, so he's laid back. He would fit well probably into a multi-cat household, or be calm enough to be with, you know, young children, other animals, whatever. So he's also especially neat and tidy. We can get a gauge for that when we have him, and he keeps himself neat and tidy, keeps his litter box neat and tidy. So kind of a win-win there with this guy. Now we also have the orange tabby cat, 3 to 4 months old. This one has beautiful orange eyes, and she's pretty laid back and snuggly, but likes to give attention. So she's really cute and would make a lovely addition to someone's home. If you're into orange and white cats but want something a little younger, we had a new set of kittens come in. There are 6 of them, 6 new orange and white kittens. But I have to say, we've talked about it before, calendar quality. These are calendar quality fluff balls. Not that all cats aren't cute, but these guys are just especially pretty. They've got greenish blue eyes, and they're just at that trip over their own tails silly stage. So if you're interested in a kitten, those are available now. Or if you were more interested in a gray and white or tiger stripe kitten, we have 4 of those that'll be available for adoption soon, along with the mama cat in that litter. So more kittens at the shelter. So we're hoping more people have need for kittens in their homes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like if they stop on by, it's just their heart's going to melt anyways. They're going to go home with a kitten.
I have cats at home, and I kind of wanted to fill my pockets with these kittens. They're just so cute. I mean, these cats are so wonderful. Each one has such a neat personality and appearance. So, yeah, you can't help but want to have one.
So if you're going to come down and check out the animals, where do they need to go?
We are located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town, right there with the wastewater treatment plant. And the hours to come in would be Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30, or Saturdays from 8 to noon.
And they can also always call. 243-2287 is the telephone number if you have any questions that you would like to get answered. And you can follow along with a lot of good information online as well.
Yeah, you can go to petfinder.com and type in Atlantic zip code to see the animals that are available. Or if you're on Facebook, which so many people are, you can just search for Atlantic Animal Shelter. And we're getting quite a lot of conversation going on there. Yeah. It's really fun to see that social media being used as a community online. So we encourage you to join the conversation.
Social media being used for a good thing.
For a good thing, and an adorable thing with these pictures of these kittens. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, if nothing else, it'll give you some entertainment value there.
That's right.
And we also sometimes maybe don't always mention this, but as far as What it's going to cost you when you come through the door at the shelter as well is going to be almost next to nothing. This is the way to go if you're looking for a pet.
It really is. It's $10 for a cat, $25 for a dog, and state law requires that you have to spay or neuter them. But, you know, the alternative, a lot of times people spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for a pet that ends up coming from a puppy mill or a kitty mill. And unfortunately, Iowa is one of the largest of such producers in the nation. And I just want to encourage people, not only is the price less expensive to come to a shelter, but you're rescuing an animal, and the chances of them having health problems are actually much lower when they come from a shelter than purebred animals that come from puppy mills or kitty mills. So you can really feel good about what you're doing.
All right. So be aware of that, and make sure you stop on out and check out the shelter. That's what's going on here this week at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea, we thank you for giving us the info again.
Thanks so much. Do stop by and see these adorable kittens. And when you do, tell the staff you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That'll do it for Leash on Life.